WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening, everyone. Nate Lull back with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Did you just hear that weather forecast? That sounds terrible. Absolutely terrible. I think it's the perfect night to stay in, listen to WCDO, because we got a great game here tonight. The Sydney boys hosting the Deposit Hancock boys in a MAC battle tonight. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Both these teams sitting in the middle of the MAC boys standings. We'll break that down a little bit more when we come back. But again, a cold and chilly night here. It's only going to get colder as the night goes on, so settle in. We got a great basketball game for you over the next hour or two, and should be a lot of fun as the Warriors host the Eagles here. I'm Nate Lull. Of course, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We also record all these games in our game audio archive. It's a free download. Again, all courtesy of SFCU. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show live in Sydney tonight as the Sydney boys host Deposit Hancock. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you. At Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Again, Sydney boys hosting Deposit Hancock tonight. Just want to give you a look at the updated MAC standings. Deposit coming in today, Deposit Hancock, I should say, with a record of 2-1 in the league and 5-4 overall. That puts them right in the middle. Sydney is not that far behind at 1-2 in the league, but Sydney has struggled overall in the non-league. They are 1-7 overall. So right in between them is Oxford at 2-3. So here's a look at the top half of the league. Delhi's 5-0. Unitigo's 5-0, Harpersville 3-0, BG 3-1, and then there's DH 2-1, Oxford 2-3, Sydney 1-2, UV 1-3, Walton 1-4, Green 0-3, Afton 0-6. So that is a look at the MAC standings. We are going to pause for the national anthem, as well as the playing of, well, I should say the playing of the national anthem, as well as the announcement of tonight's starting lineups. So should be a good one here. Eagles and Warriors tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. Again, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, right here in Sydney on Route 7 Riverside and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Sydney boys hosting DH tonight, starting lineups for DH and head coach Ben Deemer. They start with senior number one, Chris Gross, senior number two, Wyatt Jacobs. They have freshman number four, Blake Fortunato, senior number 22, Jacob Dobomarescu, and senior number 23, Nick Locke. On the other side here for head coach Tom Morris and the Sydney boys, they start with senior number four, Alec Fogarty, senior number 24, Chris Frederick, a senior number three, Cameron Harris, a junior number five, Ben Miller, and a junior number 15, Danny Morris. Had to quickly look at that roster because Sydney is missing a couple of guys tonight who are out on quarantine, so there was some shuffling going around there, so making sure we have everything correct for tonight's ball game. Sydney is in the home white uniforms tonight here, folks, with the maroon and the gray trim. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform. DH is in the road black uniforms with the royal blue trim, the white trim, and says Eagles in blue lettering across the front of the chest there. DH has got some high flyers that can really get up around the rim in Wyatt Jacobs and Jacob Dobomarescu. So those guys, we might see some slam dunks here tonight. We will see in this battle. DH going to be going left to right on your radio dial to start things off, and Sydney right to left. The Sydney team looking to change the fortunes of their season, perhaps with a win here tonight. We will see. And the opening tip is won by the Eagles. Jacobs kicks it down the floor looking for Chris Gross here, and they'll pump the brakes and look to set it up on offense. There's Dobro, far side corner, hits it. Jacob Dobomarescu from downtown. Good start there for the Eagles, 3-0, just 15 seconds in. And Sydney back over the midcourt timeline looking to set it up with Fogarty. Passes down low. Good look through the defense. Finds Danny Morris. Cuts it to 3-2. And we're 30 seconds in. Three ball from straight away here for DH is good for Chris Gross. And the Eagles have come out flying here with an early 6-2 lead. 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Sydney with the basketball. Here's Fogarty at the top of the key. Bounce pass, far side, as the Warriors look to get it around. Back up top here for Fogarty. Straight away three, no good. Bounced off the rim and hit up onto the piece that comes down from the ceiling there, that cord, which is technically out of bounds. And so the Eagles will get it back here with an early 6-2 lead in the first quarter as we're just underway as they hit two threes on their first two possessions. Dobomarescu to the right side. Dumps one inside here for Fortunato. Lays it up off the rim. It won't go. Rebound here for Cam Harris down the sideline. Good hustle and a save there for Sydney. Now they'll bring it over midcourt with Chris Frederick. Passes to the far side, and a three there is halfway down. Won't go for Sydney. That was Ben Miller. And a rebound back out for the Warriors. And they will go to Danny Morris. Back to the top here for Frederick. Wants to take it down low. His up and under won't go. Rebound for the Eagles. And Domo Marescu with an outlet pass. Down the far side for Wyatt Jacobs. Steps in for a three and hits it. And a big three there from Wyatt Jacobs. Three threes for 9 points to start this ball game. We're just 2 minutes in. And DH makes it 9-2. And now a steal by the Eagles. Getting his hands in the passing lanes there was Nick Locke. And the Eagles are off to a flying start here. Right side for Domo Marescu. Into the corner for Locke. Into the interior here for Wyatt Jacobs. Will punch one out here for Fortunato. Wants to take it to the interior, and they'll say it's a traveling violation here. With 5:50 to go in this first quarter, he kind of got into the land of the trees there and got tied up, took that extra step. So Fogarty will walk it up the floor over the big Sydney S with 5:40 to go in this first frame. 9-2 lead for Sydney over DH. And here is Fogarty at the top of the key. Bounce pass for Miller in front of the DH bench. Left side, too strong. Rebound is picked up here by DH. Good job crashing the boards there for Nick Locke. And ahead now for Wyatt Jacobs. Back for Chris Gross, top of the key, as DH goes left to right. Being patient on offense here with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Domo Marescu to the left side, a three. It's an air ball. Too much mustard on that one, and a rebound by Danny Morris here for the Sydney Warriors. Sydney looking for a bucket on this possession, trying to keep it close. Back up to midcourt here with Chris Frederick. And they'll go to the interior. And a looks like somebody got tied up on the interior there, so they're going to have it come out of bounds, and Sydney will get it back with 4:55 to go in this first quarter. Not exactly sure what happened there. Something happened around the foul line, and they said, we're just going to bring it to the outside here. And so Sydney will continue with this possession here. 10 on the shot clock. Fogarty left side for three, dials it up. Too short, rebound DH. Eagles are hitting the glass hard here in the early going. It's good to see. And DH back over the midcourt timeline for Locke into the corner. Domo Marescu flips one to the interior for Jacobs. Wants to take it up, won't go. Gets his own rebound. Doing the work of a man in there. Lays it up and in. And Wyatt Jacobs now with a quick 5 points. Gives DH an 11-2 lead with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Sydney trying to hang tough. Here's Fogarty. Over to Miller on the far side. He tries a three, and the bank is open there for Ben Miller. And that's exactly what Sydney needed there. Halfway through this first quarter, it's DH 11 and Sydney 5. Right side of the floor for Domo Marescu to Chris Gross. He wants a three from way downtown and buries it. Chris Gross hits that one, and he's got 6 points on two threes. And Sydney wants to talk it over. DH 14 and Sydney 5. 3:55 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members, can join. Plus, all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Sydney with the ball. Our score is Deposit Hancock 14 and Sydney 5 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's Cam Harris on the baseline, works one out for Fogarty, steps into the paint, takes it to the rim, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. On the rebound, it's going to go to DH. Rolled out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Eagles. Good look there, it just wouldn't flush down for the Warriors. And so the Eagles will walk it across midcourt, and the big Sydney S. It's been hot shooting so far from three-point land for Deposit Hancock tonight here on the road. And here is Domo Marescu into the corner. As they work it around, it's tipped away. Good defense by Sydney. And here is Frederick across the midcourt timeline. Frederick splits two defenders, takes it to the rim, and lays it in. Chris Frederick with his first bucket of the night. The Dr. J finger roll cuts it back to a 7-point game, 14-7 DH. Here's Wyatt Jacobs, and he takes it right to the rim. Nobody stopped him there as he sliced and diced. And he's up to 7 points. And now a steal by DH on the inbounds. Out of bounds, and he's going to go back here to the Warriors. Good hustle there by Chris Gross to try to steal it. but he stepped on the line, so the ball will go back to Sydney. So again, Wyatt Jacobs with 7 points, Chris Gross with 6 so far for DH to lead the way. On the other side for Sydney, Ben Miller with 3. Here's Frederick for 3 in front of the DH bench. Now he's the Sydney leader with 5 points. Makes it 16-10. We got a high-scoring affair here in this first quarter with closing in on 2.5 minutes to go. It's Deposit Hancock leading 16-10. Chris Gross in the paint, kicks it out. Dobel Mareskiu for 3. Got it. This is absurd as he hits another one. And that's 6 points for Jacob Dobel Mareskiu. Makes it 19-10 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Warriors with the ball. They try to go to the interior, and they do find Danny Morris, and he'll put it up and in. And a nice job there by Morris, and we're going to have a timeout taken by the referee here. It looks like a mask was falling off there for Danny Morris, so he has to get a new one. So they call time and let him grab a new one from the bench. With 2:10 to go in this first quarter, our score, DH 19 and Sydney 12. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO. Our in-game producer is Jim Tomeo. He's down on Main Street in the WCDO studios running the controls on this chilly night here in upstate New York. Glad to have you along. Here's DH with the basketball and Chris Gross at the top of the key. Looking for some options here. Dribbles between the legs to the foul line. Stops and tries to pass one to Wyatt Jacobs, and it was knocked away. 1:45 to go, first quarter. 19-12 the score. DH on top of Sydney. Warriors hanging tough, though, here on their home floor, trying to just survive this barrage of threes. Frederick from way downtown for Sydney, no good. Back out to Miller. He tries a three. It's too strong. Rebound underneath is picked up by DH. And here is Wyatt Jacobs in transition. One-handed pass finds Dobel Mareskiu for three, in and out. Rebound for Jacobs in midair, and he lays it in. The old tip drill there for Wyatt Jacobs. Makes it 21-12. Nobody boxed him out with 1:15 to go first quarter. Fogarty back the other way. Underhand shovel out for Morris. His three, a little too strong. Rebound for DH. And here come the Eagles back down the floor on the right side as they go left to right. They go for Nick Locke. Three-point line extended in front of the Sydney bench. Locke looking for options. Finds Jacob Dobel Mareskiu. Lost one over far side as we hit 50 seconds to go first quarter. Now back to the right side, and here's Fortunato for three, and he buries it. Wow, unbelievable. 24-12, now the score. DH is on fire here with 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. And here is Frederick for Sydney, right side. That one is too strong. Again, hit the back of the rim, went up, touched that cord, out of bounds. With 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter, DH 24, Sydney 12. I'm going to try to tally up the threes here when I get a second. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 threes in the first quarter for DH. Red hot. I see a lot of games most nights where you don't get 6 total threes. Incredible. Eagles with the ball, and here is Chris Gross at the top of the key. Goes to the right side, 15 seconds left in this first frame. Fortunato got stuck in a tough spot, stolen away by Sydney. They try to go coast-to-coast with it, and the layup won't go. Fogarty, a rebound. Pump fake is fouled. Gets the bucket, and he's going to the line. Fogarty there with his first basket of the night. He's got 2 points, and he'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play with 2 seconds left. That was a good steal as well by Sydney to take it down the floor quickly in transition to get a good look at things. And so this will be Fogarty at the line. Again, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's good. And Fogarty now with 3 points. Is DH going to get a look at it? No, they will not. And that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Deposit Hancock 24 and Sydney 15. We got a good one, folks. Stay tuned on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. DH has jumped out to a 24-15 lead over Sydney here tonight in Sydney. Wyatt Jacobs nets 9 points for the Eagles to lead the way, and the Eagles hit 6 threes in the opening quarter there. Quite a hot start there. I don't know if they're going to be able to sustain that, but it has helped them build a little bit of a cushion here. As we start the second quarter, Sydney has the basketball going right to left. They try to go to the interior, and it's punched away, and Wyatt Jacobs comes out of the fray with the basketball. Jacobs to the right side, lost one up to the high post. The pull-up jumper is good for Zach Russell off the bench here for the Eagles. Makes it 26-15. They like shooting at this hoop down here. They might want to play all their games here in Sydney. Bounce pass to Chris Fisher as Sydney again in the white with the maroon and the gray trim is going right to left, and there's a three ball from Alec Fogarty. Now with a team-high 6 points. He was dead on straight away, nailed it. Makes it 26-18. Dobo Marescu along the baseline says, I can answer that, and he's got 8 points. Makes it 28-18. With 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, hot start here tonight for both of these teams. I think they're both shooting well. Down low for Cam Harris to the far side. Kicks one back out for Fogarty. Steps through a double team. Right elbow jumper in and out. And a rebound for the Eagles. Cleaning the glass there was Thomas Reese. Back down for DH. Left side for Jacobs. And he'll pull it out. Wants to pump the brakes and start the offense. With 6:40 to go in the second quarter. 28-18 the score. Dobo Marescu to the far side for Wyatt Jacobs. Silky smooth through the lane. His shot was too strong, but he was fouled and will go to the line with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. And it is a 10-point lead here for the Eagles over Sydney, 28-18. And to the line is Wyatt Jacobs, again with 9 points. And his first shot is up and good. So Wyatt Jacobs with 10 now, makes it 29-18. Again, DH hitting 6 threes in the first quarter has helped them jump out to a quick lead here. Rebound for Fogarty as Jacobs misses the second shot. Quickly in transition, they'll take one down low, blocked by Jacobs. He'll take it away. And in transition, behind the back at midcourt, almost lost control of it there. Tries to go to Dobo Marescu and did throw that pass away. And so Sydney's going to get it back. Makes it 29-18. DePaza Hancock boys leading Sydney here. Early in the second quarter on a chilly night in our local area. Hope you're somewhere staying warm and safe, listening to some high school hoops here. Ball kicked there by Dobo Marescu, and so out of bounds will stay with Sydney. I don't know if I'd want to be on one of those school buses tonight here if I'm DH. You know, once they get warm, it's not bad, but I think they take so long to get warm if I remember from my days riding the bus. So hopefully the bus driver's out there early getting it all warmed up for these guys when they have to head home. 6:10 to go in the second quarter, 29-18 the score. And here are the Warriors with the basketball. Again, going right to left. Fogarty back up towards midcourt, has to save a pass. And will work it to the right short corner here. Tries to go to the interior. Ball was knocked out of there. They don't say it was a kick, so it keeps going. 10 on the shot clock for Sydney. They punch one to the interior. Here's Morris. He's blocked, gets his own shot back, and now is fouled as he heads to the rim. Good second effort there by Danny Morris. His first shot was kind of rejected. He was able to get it back, went up and got some contact there, so he will head to the line. Foul's going to be on Thomas Reese, his first, team's second. Been a pretty clean game so far, as here's Morris at the line. His first shot won't go. Team foul situation 2 on DH and 1 on Sydney. And so stepping in, this will be Morris at the line. He's 0 for 1 so far. Second shot is good. He'll take that, 1 out of 2. Morris now with 5 points. Yeah, Fogarty with 6, Frederick with 5, and Morris with 5 here for Sydney boys. They trail 29-19, 5:35 to go second quarter here in this MAC boys contest tonight. Here's Dobo Marescu, stops, pops for a 2-pointer, in and out. Rebound is an outlet for Chris Gross. He's able to get it back. Looked like Sidney was going to be able to take that and run, but instead Gross got there just in time. Works one down low, and the shot for Reese is off the mark. And cleaning it up underneath one more time was Nick Locke. Third time was the charm there for the Eagles. It was hard to see. It was just kind of a scrum underneath the basket. Somehow Nick Locke came out of there with the bucket on that play. 5 minutes to go, second quarter, 31-19, Eagles on top of the Warriors. Nate Lull again with you here tonight on CDO. Here's Fogarty, smooth on the baseline, dishes one off for Morris. It's up and good. And Morris has got seven now. Makes it 31-21 with 4:45 to go, second quarter. Eagles with the ball. Here is Chris Gross. Picked up his dribble in a tough spot. Goes far side for Nick Locke. To the interior here for Russell. It was short. Ball out of bounds. And the officials are going to say that it is going to stay with the Eagles here. Both teams going to the bench. Cam Saudi is going to come in for Sidney. And Wyatt Jacobs back in after a quick breather for the Eagles. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Pretty good game so far here. That is the Deposit Hancock boys leading Sidney 31-21. DH trying to solidify their place in the league with another win here tonight, but a steal by Fogarty. Tries to take it the length, and we're going to have a block here on DH, and Fogarty's going to go to the line. Hustling back there was Chris Gross trying to set his feet, but he didn't get there in time, says the Zebra crew. And so Fogarty's going to head to the line. It's first on Gross, and the third on DH as the team. And this will be Alex Fogarty heading to the line. Danny Morris with seven, Fogarty with six, Chris Frederick with 5 points so far tonight. As Fogarty, one of the leaders on this team, he's had some nice performances so far this season, cannot get the first foul shot to go. Stay tuned, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes. Of course, Mirabito has been serving the local community since 1927. And Fogarty's second shot at the line is good. So Fogarty goes one out of two. He's got seven. Makes it DH 31, Sidney 22 with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Eagles with the ball. Here is Jacobs, a little spin move, dishes, goes far side. Eagles don't take the shot. They go back to Jacobs, wants to take it inside, not afraid to bang and get some contact in there. Shots off the mark, rebound for DH. They keep it alive. Chris Gross through traffic, no good. Jacobs says, I'll take that. Four opportunities there, and they get to put it in. Jacobs has got 12. I think that's been a lot of the difference so far as DH has gotten several looks off of their good offensive rebounds. It's 33-22. DH on top of Sidney, and now a steal here for the Eagles. And here is Chris Gross in a transition. Yeah, you can't give Wyatt Jacobs that many looks. And here's Gross for three. NBA range for Chris Gross. And he's got 9 points on three threes to make it 36-22 with 3.5 to go in the first half. And here is Fogarty, says, I can match that, and hits it. Three ball there for Fogarty. He's got 10. Nailed it from the left side, makes it 36-25. Just when you think DH is going to pull away, Sidney says, oh, not so fast. Trying to keep this around a 10-point game. A pass to the high post. Now for Locke, far side, off the back of the rim, tipped around, and Fogarty skies for the rebound. Fogarty down the left side, puts on the brakes in front of the DH bench. Now scoots one far side. Here's Chris Frederick for a deep three. Too strong. Fogarty the rebound, though. Pulls it back out. Crashing the glass hard there. Fogarty says, I'll take another three here. This one, a little bit too much mustard on that. Out of bounds. And we're going to have a foul on Cam Harris here on the rebound. Looks like called for a push as they were jockeying for position there with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Looks like the second personal foul on Cam Harris and the second team foul on Sidney. Still a pretty clean game so far. Eagles with the basketball now as they go left to right. Back out for Chris Gross. They go to Dobo Marescu on the right side. Skips one back over for Gross. He thought about another three from way out there, but he didn't pull the trigger. 2.5 to go. Second quarter. They work one inside for Wyatt Jacobs. He lost control of it. And back down the floor here is Cam Harris. And he lost control of it. And on the floor now, trying to get tied up here and couldn't get it back. And the Eagles back down the floor with Dobo Marescu on the right side. Kicks one to the high post at the foul line here for Jacobs. He lost control. Numbers here if they can hurry for Sidney. Here's Fogarty off the glass. It's good. And Fogarty's got 12. He's off to a hot start. It's 36-27. Sydney hanging around with a 1:55 to go in the second quarter. Here is Gross, the top of the key. Now for Wyatt Jacobs to the far side on the baseline. Harris gets tied up with Nick Locke down there. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. Jump ball is going to keep it with Sydney with 1:45 to go in the second quarter. Again, our score, Deposit Hancock 36, Sydney 27. I know the Sydney girls look like they're just coming back into the gym. They lose on the road at Harpersville tonight. That game was early. Now here is Chris Gross with a jumper. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound, though. We'll talk more about that at halftime. And here is Chris Gross, far side. Finds Fortunato for three, and he hits it. Fortunato, 6 points on two threes. Makes it 39-27 with 1:20 to go in the second quarter. To the left side for Morris. He tries a three ball. It's off the mark, and Fortunato with a rebound. And Fortunato back up the floor. Now for Chris Gross. Coming up on 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Gross trying to handle himself here as Sydney has gotten a little physical as they let DH come across midcourt. They find Wyatt Jacobs down low. Gets his own rebound. And it looks like we're going to have a foul on the floor on Sydney with 57 seconds to go, second quarter. And I believe that's going to be on Cam Harris. That's going to be his third and the team's third. So he's going to have to play it out here as Locke with the inbounds pass gets it and puts it up and in. Locke with 4 points. Makes it 41-27 with 45 seconds to go, second quarter. And here is Sydney working it around. They go to Harris on that far side. Harris flips one across the top of the defense, finds Fogarty. Fogarty steps back, wants a three, a little too much on it. Rebound for DH. They got plenty of time, 30 seconds left before the halftime whistle. Right side of the floor, they skip it across. They find Chris Gross into the paint, little jumper, too short. Chasing after his own rebound, he gets it with 20 seconds left. Gross wants to take it to the rim. Now finds Locke. They go to the interior for Jacobs. And now back for Gross. Coach Deemer's saying, okay, let's take our time here. Passes one across for Double Marescu for three. It's short. Rebound for Morris. Saves it in for Harris. 5 seconds left. Harris across midcourt finds Fogarty. And he doesn't know he doesn't have enough time left. And that'll do it. Our halftime score. The DH boys leading Sydney 41-27. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a minute on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
A lifetime.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Halftime here in Sydney, and it's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been serving the local community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score, 41-27. The DH boys are on top of Sydney here. Great game. Both teams shooting very well, but especially DH. Let me tally up the threes here again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 threes in the first half for the DH Eagles. That's my slow radio math there, folks. So Wyatt Jacobs with 12 points to lead Deposit Hancock. Chris Gross with 9 points on 3 threes. Jacob Dobomarescu with 8 points. Blake Fortunato, 6 points on 2 threes. Nick Locke with 4 and Zach Russell with 2 for DH. On the other side for the hometown boys, Sydney Warriors, Alec Fogarty with 12 points. Danny Morris with 7. Chris Frederick with 5. Ben Miller with 3. Fogarty really got going there, started to hit from outside a little bit, and he is tough. He's got all the tools, physical, he's tall, he can take it to the rim, and he can shoot, and he has those guard handles. So nice job by Fogarty, but they're going to need a huge effort from him in the second half to try to get back into this ball game. So again, 41-27 our score at the break. Let's get a look at that out-of-town score. I just had it come in here. These Sydney girls, I see some of them starting to walk back into the gym here tonight. They were at the road. They were on the road at Harpersville. That game was early. Harpersville wins 42-28. Emma Simmons with a team-high 13 points for Sydney. On the other side, Chelsea Merrill had 16, and Gia Medovich had 10 to lead Harpersville. So the Hornets are quietly having a nice season. They won the BG tournament, the Kozalski tournament, down in Bainbridge between Christmas and New Year's. So those Harpersville girls get a nice win tonight over the Sydney Warriors. Other scoring for Sydney tonight, again, Emma had 13, Ava Sirigliano with 8, and Courtney Mondor with 5, and Michaela Bales with 2, as Harpersville wins that game 42-28. Some other out-of-town scores, if I want to take a look here. The Afton boys were playing tonight and lost at home to Otselic Valley 62-13. Tough night for the Afton boys there. Just wanted to pass that score along, though, for all our Tri-Town listeners. So, again, it's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We're going to take a break. Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Again, halftime score here is DH leading the Sydney boys 41-27. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with the start of the third quarter here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I was just talking to Jim, our in-game producer. He's down in the WCDO studios on Main Street. He said, Nate, 15 degrees out there right now, so it is rapidly dropping off. I know we're supposed to get, you know, wind chills tonight into the negatives, down negative 10, negative 15, negative 20. So if you're out there tonight, please be careful. Stay inside if you can. Be safe. Make sure you do all those little things so your pipes don't freeze tonight, all that good stuff. It's worth it to keep the heat up a little higher for the next 24 to 36 hours. I'm interested to see as well how that Buffalo Bills playoff game goes tomorrow night. Can you imagine being out in Western New York for that Bills-Patriots game, and then they're talking, you know, temps in the single digits and the wind chill out there? And if you've been in Western New York, you know, I lived out there for a while. That wind is wicked out there, especially in the South Towns. So I'm excited to watch that Bills-Patriots game tomorrow night at 8:15, and I'm going to be glad that I'm watching it on TV and not in the stands. So, but we're getting set for the start of the third quarter here. DH boys leading 41-27 over Sydney. Again, it was a barrage of threes in the first half for DH. Eight threes in that first half, and in the first quarter they had six. It was Chris Gross, it was Wyatt Jacobs, it was Fortunato, Dobo Marescu, they were all hitting them. So let's see what happens here in the second half. DH with the ball to start this third quarter. They're in the black with the white and the blue trim. Now going right to left, top of the key. They go right back inside for Wyatt Jacobs. Turn around, got it. Left-hand side, he was able to put it up and in. Jacobs now with 14, makes it 43-27. Sydney's in the home white tonight with the maroon and the gray trim, going left to right now. In front of their own bench, they pass one down low for Morris, partially blocked by Jacobs. And an outlet pass here for the Eagles. Far side they go, back to Jacobs, splits two defenders, had it stripped, but Fortunato, talented freshman here tonight for DH, gets it back. Goes across the court for Dobo Marescu in front of his own bench, floats one back to the top of the key. Gross with a little pump fake, little Euro step right to the hoop, and he lays it in. So Gross is into double figures with 11, makes it 45-27 with a minute gone in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lall, glad to have you here tonight on CDL. Here's Sydney for a three with Ben Miller left side, no good. Good hustle there by Sydney to keep it in bounds, and now it is going to float out at the last second there. Nice hustle, though, by Cam Harris. He went lunging out of bounds, did save it back in for a split second before it rolled back out. So 6:55 to go here, third quarter, 45-27 our score. Eagles will get it in. And here is Chris Gross, bounce pass far side for Fortunato. And he'll look to step it back out. Finds Jacobs, far side for Gross. Boy, he thought about that three for a second. You could see it. Had a little gleam in his eye. And now we're going to have a traveling violation on Fortunato down low. One game tomorrow that got canceled that I was really looking forward to. The Delhi boys were going to travel up to Herkimer County Community College to play West Canada Valley, a Section 3 powerhouse. That game did get postponed. I did hear they're going to make it up on the 22nd, though, so have to keep an eye on that as Sydney brings it down the floor. A block by Wyatt Jacobs, and Danny Morris is going to go to the line here. Both guys have a little smile. I think Morris is even saying, I thought that was clean myself. So those guys have a little chat there as Morris heads to the line. All good, though. I think Morris is chuckling like maybe he got away with one there. And Morris to the line. His first shot is good. Danny Morris having a good night here tonight for Sydney. He's got 8 points. Makes it 45-28. So I'm glad they are rescheduling that Delhi game. Back to that point. Looks to be at West Canada Valley now instead of at Herkimer on the 22nd. Here's a rebound for Sydney on the miss by Danny Morris. We're going to have a jump ball. It's going to give it back to the Eagles with 6:25 to go in the third, and the Eagles leading 45-28. Big welcome to everybody listening online as well at WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Eagles with the ball. They go to the interior. Pass was a little too tall for Wyatt Jacobs, and he couldn't pull it down. And Sydney picks up the loose change. Here's Frederick, stripped. Ball loose on the floor. Sydney will come away with it. Frederick tries to take it to the rim. Missed it. Morris with the rebound, and he's fouled. And he'll head to the line. And so Morris will have a chance at it here. Foul's going to be on Jacobs. That's his second personal and the second on the team here in the second half. No team fouls so far tonight in this second half on Sydney. So here is Danny Morris stepping back in. First one, no good. Hit the rim twice, bounced out. Talented tennis player here for the Warriors, Danny Morris. As this will be the second shot coming here for Danny. With 6 minutes to go in the third. And this shot is off the rim, no good. Rebound by Jacobs. It's going to stay here. Jacobs tried to plead his case there for a split second, but he did touch it last. Zebra Crew was in a good spot there to spot that. 6 minutes to go in the third, 45-28 the score. Warriors will look to get it in. They go to Fogarty, top of the key. Fogarty directing traffic. Now he's going to back it out, just like in football season, quarterbacking this play. And goes to Frederick, now inside to the right low block. Outside for Cam Harris. His shot won't go. And a rebound here for DH. And back down the floor for Dobo Marescu in front of his own bench. Floats one far side for Fortunato. And he'll pull it out. Picks up his dribble. Floats one for Chris Gross. Pump fakes on a three. Gets into the paint. Bangs a little bit there. Kicks it out for Nick Locke. His shot is short. Skims the side of the rim. And Sydney with a rebound. Warriors need a bucket here, trailing 45-28. Ball rolls out of bounds, going back to DH. Fogarty got stripped. It went off his leg and out of bounds. So tough break there for the Warriors. Again, 5:20 to go, third quarter. And the DH boys on top, 45-28, trying to protect this lead on the road here. This would be a nice win for them in the league. They're right in the middle of the league standings right now, so trying to pump their way up towards the BGs and those teams that are right in front of them in the standings. Fortunato, left side, rolled in and out. Rebound for Dobo Marescu. Kicks one for Jacobs, puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he is fouled. And it'll end at the line with exactly 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Sydney's going to go to the bench here, and Cam Saudi's going to come back in as Wyatt Jacobs with 14 points will head to the line here. And so he will settle in with 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. And first shot is good. Gets it to go. He has 15. Cam Harris coming to the bench for Sydney to get a little breather. Second shot coming here for Wyatt Jacobs. And this one is in and out. Rebound here for Sydney. And an over the back on DH. On Nick Locke. As that was good rebounding position there by Fogarty to push him out of the way, and he went up over the back. 46-28 is the score. Wyatt Jacobs going 1-for-2 at the line there with 4:50 to go in the third. Sydney with the basketball. They need to try to get something going here. Morris on the right side. They can't afford to trade baskets right now. And a strip steal by DH. Locke comes away with it into the safe hands of Chris Gross. Back across midcourt. Finds Jacobs to the interior. Great pass on that backdoor cut. Finds Nick Locke, who lays it up and in. And now a steal, but it's going to go back to Sydney. Chris Gross has done that two or three times tonight. He's tried to steal the inbounds pass. Just kind of snuck up behind one of the Sydney guards, but I think each time he stepped on the line after stealing it, so unlucky break there. 4:25 to go in the third. Sydney with the basketball. A long pass over to Frederick on the right side. Now back to Miller. Fogarty straight away. Bounce pass here for Frederick. Splits two defenders and lost control of it as he tried to Eurostep his way to the hoop. Dobo Marescu ahead for Fortunato. Lays it up and in. Fortunato with 8 points, and it's 50-28. DH on top of Sydney with 4 minutes to go in the third. Here is Fogarty across midcourt and goes to Miller on the left side. Miller steps in for Saudi, lost control of it, and a steal for DH. Numbers if they can hurry. Gross ahead now, underneath, tried to zip one to Fortunato and just ran out of good real estate there. Threw it out of bounds with 3:45 to go in the third. It's 50-28. The DH boys on top of Sydney here tonight at Sydney High School. And so the Warriors will be doing the inbounding duties here on a chilly Friday night in upstate New York. Glad we're inside for this one. The end of football season always makes me say, yeah, I think I'm ready for basketball now. Three ball on the left side for Ben Miller is good. His second of the game makes it 50-31 with 3:25 to go in the third. Here is Chris Gross to the left side for Fortunato for three. Rolls off. Rebound for Wyatt Jacobs. Puts it up and in. And Wyatt now has 17. That's 52-31. Deposit Hancock leading Sydney. And here's Fogarty across midcourt and the big Sydney S. And he's stripped by Chris Gross. Gross at midcourt. Lost control of it. Both teams scrambling for it. Rolls out of bounds. Going to stay with the Eagles. Good hustle after losing that ball there by Fogarty, but he couldn't get it back. DH is scrappy. These guards are tough. And to think that DH is in the Class D bracket for sectionals is going to be could be an interesting tournament. I think some of the small schools are really going to have to look out for this DH squad. Dobo Marescu on the left side. Passes one underneath for Locke, who puts it up and in. Locke now with 8 points. You know, it's been that way before, as DH has really given some teams a really good game in the Class D bracket. I think this year will be the same, as they lead Sydney 54-31 with 2.5 to go in the third. And to the high post here for Danny Morris, stripped of the ball. And Sydney is just turning over too much to try to get back in this game. Ahead now for Wyatt Jacobs on the right side. Stutter step, spin move, nice. Takes it to the rim, it's in. Wyatt Jacobs now with 19. That was a beautiful move on that spin from the right side to the hoop, and he finished with the left. 2:10 to go in the third. Here is Danny Morris on the right side. Steps in. One-handed pass for Miller. Back up top, Fogarty, straightaway three. Died on the front of the rim. And both teams scrambling for the rebound. Off the hands of Wyatt Jacobs. It will stay here with Deposit Hancock. Actually, no, it was Sydney. Excuse me. Get an out-of-town score update here. 23-23, the Morris boys and the Milford boys tonight are tied at the half. Good game. Milford giving Morris all they can handle. Morris with only one loss on the season. Here's Fogarty for Sydney on the inbound, puts it up and in. His first points of the second half. He's got 14 now. DH leads 56-33 with a buck 45 to go third quarter. Here's Double Marescu on the left side for three off the back of the rim. Fortunato a rebound. Hit the rim twice, no good. Rebound still for DH. Third chance opportunity. Double Marescu for Jacobs. Spin move down low. Jumper is good. He's got 21. Second time he's used that little spin move and just frees himself up, and he's such a good athlete. He can create that separation. Makes it 58-33. Ball out of bounds and going to go back to DH. Sydney, too many turnovers here at the moment. DH taking the advantage of it. Yeah, that Morris-Milford game, we'll keep an eye on that. I do have a final score on Franklin and GMU girls here tonight as well. I'll try to get to that during the break so I can get it to you. This will be the Eagles with the basketball straight away for Fortunato, the talented freshman, to the interior. Now back out for Jacobs on the baseline. And we'll have a foul underneath. Going to be on Sydney on the block as Jacobs went on the baseline there and got blocked. Minute to go in the third, 58-33. DH with the basketball underneath on the baseline. And they'll look to get it in, and they do. Lost control of it, though. They get it back. Tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Going to go back to the Sydney Warriors. See if I can get that Franklin score for you right now. Just had it here 1 second ago. And Franklin wins 43-30 over GMU. And, wow, Kayla Campbell with 32 points in that game. And she had 34 last night in a win over Cherry Valley Springfield. Here's Jacobs trying to go coast to coast. No good. With 40 seconds left, Sydney with a rebound and back down the floor. Here's Chris Frederick straight away for three. Hit the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound for Wyatt Jacobs. 30 seconds left, third quarter. DH leading 58-33 again. And a three ball far side, no good. Jacobs with the rebound. Second chance, third chance is in. Got 23. He tapped the original rebound. It wouldn't go. He got it again. He can just out-jump everybody and put it in. Makes it 60-33 with 10 seconds to go in the third. Now another steal for DH. Double Marescu in the backcourt. Cross midcourt, finds Jacobs, steps in, off the glass. No, going to be a charge. Great job there by Sydney. Setting the feet and absorbing the contact there for the charge. 3 seconds left here in the third. Sydney will look to get it in. They find it to Fogarty. Steps over the half-court timeline. No good. Three quarters in the book. 60-33 is our score. DH boys on top of Sydney. Fourth quarter coming up here on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Sydney. Welcome back. DH boys with the lead, trying to add to it here. Chris Gross, a three, no good. Eagles continue to lead 60-33 over Sydney. Here's Fogarty back across midcourt for the Sydney Warriors. Looking to start the offense, they go to Frederick on the interior, and a traveling violation on Chris Frederick gives the ball back to Deposit Hancock. Early here in the fourth quarter, DH from the opening tip here tonight has really shot the ball very well. Again, six threes in that first quarter and then eight in the first half really has helped them develop a nice cushion here tonight, and they haven't looked back so far. Sydney still fighting hard, though, to try to get back in this game. And they go to Nick Locke. DH going right to left here. Again, they're in the black with the navy blue trim, the white trim. A shot from Russell on the left side, no good, from in front of his own bench. Rebound for Sydney. They go left to right. And here is Frederick. Zips one to the far side from Morris. Back out. The three is deep there for Sydney. No good. Frederick a rebound. We will have a foul, as that three from way downtown came from Justin Lang. Foul going to be on Deposit Hancock on the rebound. And foul was going to be on Chris Gross. Actually, no. Yes, on Chris Gross. And now a steal by Gross. As our team foul situation, DH with five and Sydney with two. And now back the other way, Sydney's going to pick up another foul. And I believe heading to the line here will be Thomas Reese. Actually, no, I think they're going to say no foul, and that Reese was actually going out of bounds and went to put the shot up. It hit the underside of the backboard, like the pipe that comes down, out of bounds. I thought there was enough contact there for that foul. They don't give it to him. All right, letting him play a little bit here. Sydney with the basketball, but a steal by DH. That has been the story here in the second half. But a turnover by Chris Gross. He got stuck kind of in a weird position there and had to shuffle his feet to try to get the pass off. And the ball goes back to Sydney. But the turnovers have been tough for Sydney here in the second half, really allowing DH to build on their lead. 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Deposit Hancock boys on the road tonight at Sydney, leading 60-33. Here is Fogarty left side for Morris from way downtown. It's off the mark. Frederick with a rebound for Sydney. Puts it up off the glass. Rims out. And a rebound underneath by Chris Gross. One of the smaller guards went into the land of the skyscrapers there and picked up that rebound. Eagles with the basketball. Dovo Marescu, who has not looked for a shot much here in the second half. Dishes one off for Russell. It's blocked out of there. And knocked out of bounds by Connor Bacon. So 6:15 to go in the fourth. It will be the Eagles with the basketball on the baseline here, looking to get the inbounds play here. And they do. They find Dobo Marescu in the far side corner. His shot was short, and they'll say it was out of bounds. Ball going to go back to Sydney. Again, that went up and hit that wire that comes down from the ceiling. I think that's the third time that's happened here tonight. Don't often see that. But nice job there by the officials to catch that. Sydney with the basketball. They're going to go to Morris in the right side corner. Ball is too far on that shot, and a rebound for Dobo Marescu. He's not looking to shoot, but he's doing a lot of the little things here to keep DH in this ball game. And a shot on the interior is blocked away. Rebound here for the Warriors. Fogarty trying to take it to the rim, and he's fouled with 5:40 to go in the fourth. Fogarty absorbed a lot of contact on that, and he's going to go to the line. Fogarty had 12 points at halftime. He's been a little quiet here in the second half. He's got 14 right now, looking to maybe get that spark going here at the line here in the second half. So Fogarty steps in, and his first shot, no good. Be very interested to see what Alec Fogarty decides to do with his future. I mean, he's an excellent football player, great basketball player. Came up to varsity early in 10th grade, which not a lot of guys do here in Sydney. Be interested to see what his college plans are. I'm going to have to pick his brain here at some point. Second shot coming here for Fogarty. And this one is also short. Broadcaster's curse right there. Ball rolls out of bounds, going to stay with Sydney. Two DH guys were right there looking to pick it up. And it just rolled off of their hands and out of bounds. 5:40 to go in the fourth. 60-33 the score. And it's Sydney looking to get the ball in. They do find Bacon. Bacon to the far side, finds Fogarty for three, in and out, halfway down, rebound for the Eagles. Skying up for that was Thomas Reese. And they go to the high post. Now Fogarty looking for a steal. Fortunato was able to just hang on to it in time. Wyatt Jacobs on the right side, threw it away. Fogarty now with a walk away. He's going to try to dunk, and, well, it was half of a dunk, but he got it to go. Nice dunk there by Alec Fogarty. I didn't mention him. Shame on me for being one of the high flyers here tonight. He got up there. He didn't really throw it down with authority, but he was up there for sure. Fogarty down the floor here and was fouled in transition. Our score 60-35. DH on top here of the Sydney boys with just under 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Let me try to explain that again. He got it on the breakaway. He went down. He went up. He was definitely high enough. It's like he just didn't grab the rim. He was just up there and just kind of flushed it. It was well done either way. So Fogarty to the line here. 60-35. It got a good reaction out of the crowd. I'll give him that. So Fogarty steps in here with 16 and can't get the foul shot to go. The line has not been kind to him here tonight. And here comes DH back down the floor with Fortunato. The impressive 5'10 freshman wearing number 4 tonight for DH. Goes to Wyatt Jacobs. Far side, Fortunato steps back, no good. Jacobs with the rebound, puts it up, can't get it to go. Second chance, out of bounds. Going to go back to Sydney. With, again, 4:35 to go here in this fourth quarter. DH with a comfortable lead right now, 60-35, trying to pick up their third win in the league. And here to Fogarty at the top of the key, came out of his hands. Fogarty lost control of it, and now we'll steal it back from Jacobs. Nice job. Ahead now for Danny Morris. Morris on the right side. We'll find Frederick way downtown three here. In and out, and a rebound for DH. Boy, Thomas Reese off the bench has been doing a great job windexing that glass. And a bounce pass into the corner now for the Eagles on the baseline. They go to Reese, holding on to it. Kicks one back out for Locke. For Russell, straightaway three, no good. Rebound for Frederick. And Frederick quickly in transition, finds his man, that's Justin Lang. Oh, blocked by Russell, and they'll say a foul there. With 3:50 to go in the fourth. Lang on the breakaway, and the block there by Thomas Reese, which was fierce, but he did get too much of the body. With 3:50 to go in the fourth, and our score 60-35. And it looks like they're going to say maybe it was on the floor. No, okay. Lang's going to go to the line. And Lang will step in. He will shoot two here. Team foul situation. DH with 8 and Sydney with 2 now. So Lang to the line, and his first shot is off the mark and no good. Second one coming. Cam Saudi coming back into the ball game here for the Sydney Warriors. Dobo Marescu and Chris Gross back in for the Eagles. 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter, and this will be the second shot coming here for Justin Lang. Make sure to stay tuned after this. We'll have our post-game show as Lang can't get the second shot to go. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Two for the winning team and one for tonight's losing team. DH with the basketball. They go to Dobo Marescu on the right low block. Back out for Jacobs. To the interior, they find Russell. Outside for Chris Gross. Little shovel pass underneath. Out of bounds. Going to go back to Sydney with 3.5 to go. Our three awards tonight, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and ACO Brands of Sydney. And here are the Warriors across midcourt with Fogarty. Right side for Frederick. Skip pass across, looking for Lang. He wants a three. It's short. And a rebound for Russell. Zach Russell of Deposit Hancock. And over midcourt, a pass here to the high post for Dobo Marescu on the right side as DH goes right to left. Floats it back to the left side here for Gross in front of his own bench. As again, DH going right to left. DH very content to work the shot clock here from the looks. Here is Gross on the left side. Goes to Wyatt Jacobs in the corner on the left. Coming up on 5 on the shot clock. Dobo Marescu for 3. Got it. Dobro from downtown, and he's got 11. Makes it 63-35 with 2:35 to go in the fourth. Big smile there from Dobo Marescu after hitting that one. And here is Sydney Bacon with a shot. Won't go. And now Dobo Marescu. Looks like he's cooking something up here with Wyatt Jacobs, maybe for a little alley-oop. Yes, there it is. Tosses one up for Wyatt Jacobs, and it was short as Sydney did a good job to read that one. You could tell they were trying to cook something up there. now taken away by the Eagles. Dobel Marescu in the backcourt. Shovels one over to Chris Gross. It was a good lob. It just was good defense by Sidney. 2 minutes to go in the fourth again. DePaza Hancock leading 63-35. Chris Gross straight away three, left it short. Ball popped up on the rebound. Sidney comes away. And it was good defense there by Connor Bacon that prevented that slam dunk from going down. Here's Cam Sawney. Yes! In through traffic, and Cam Sawney with the Dr. J finger roll gets it to go. And the crowd goes wild here for Cam Sawney. And he's got a chance for the three-point play as well. So Cam Sawney stepping to the line here with a minute 47 to go. 63-37 our score. And the Sidney boys trailing here, but the energy is still there for the Warriors. And Sawney banks in the foul shot. Fan favorite here tonight in Sidney. Makes it 63-38. And here comes the Eagles across midcourt. They go to Dobel Marescu. High post for Russell. Dishing one off. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound. And we'll have a foul. No, a traveling violation on Sidney. With a minute and a half to go. They tried to take it up the floor in a hurry there in a traveling violation. And so the Eagles will have it here on the left side as they just need to tick off the last 90 seconds here to pick up their third win in MAC play this season. This will increase their record to 3-1 in the league. Here is Wyatt Jacobs, floats one across for Dobel Marescu, short, rebound, still loose on the floor, out of bounds, going to go back to Sidney. With 1:10 to go here in the fourth. And so this will be the Warriors with the basketball. And again, stay tuned, we'll have that postgame show coming up in just a couple of minutes. Three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Ball knocked out of bounds, going to be some tough competition for the awards tonight. You have Jacobs with 23 for DH. You have Dobel Marescu with 11. Chris Gross with 11. Fogarty with 16 for Sidney. Danny Morris with 8 for Sidney. So a lot of good competition tonight for our three awards. A steal now by Chris Gross. Gross in transition. Goes up for the layup and gets hammered. Ball out of bounds. No foul. They're just going to say that it went out of bounds. It will stay here with the Eagles. With 48 seconds left. Ball on the baseline. Letting them play here over the last minute of this contest. Again, 48 seconds to go in the fourth. Eagles will look to get it in. They're going to try to toss one up here for Wyatt Jacobs. And the kiss off the glass is good for Wyatt. And he's got 25. Makes it 65-38. 40 seconds left. Sidney with one last trip down the floor here, I believe. Sawney. Back out for Fogarty on the floor, is able to pick it up. Triple threat position, gets out of there. Double team now in the corner, out of bounds. Going to stay with the Warriors with 23 seconds left. And we'll see if Sidney's able to get one last shot off here before we finish up this contest. They do get it into Fogarty. And Fogarty to the far side for Connor Bacon. His shot won't go down. Rebound for Wyatt Jacobs with 15 seconds left. And he just wants to dribble this one out. Fogarty chasing back on defense into the hands of Chris Gross. Looks like this is going to do it. 65-38 is going to be our final here tonight. DH over the Sidney boys. Postgame show coming up, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sidney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sidney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sidney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sidney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Our final score here tonight, 65-38. The DePaul Hancock boys defeating Sydney tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First here for DH, a game high 25 points for Wyatt Jacobs, 11 points apiece for Chris Gross and for Jacob Dobomirescu, 8 points apiece for Blake Fortunato and for Nick Locke, and 2 points for Zach Russell. On the other side for Sydney, Alec Fogarty with 16, Danny Morris with 8, Ben Miller with 6, Chris Frederick with 5, and Cam Saudi with 3 here tonight for the Sydney boys. We'll take one more break. When we come back, we're going to give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players tonight. A lot of guys that could get these awards, so I need to take another minute to think about this here and wrap up tonight's broadcast. But again, 65-38, we'll be back in just a minute with our 3 awards here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside the Sydney gym as we're going to give out our 3 awards right now for tonight's game. The DePaul Hancock boys defeating Sydney 65-38 here tonight inside the Sydney gymnasium. And let's get into our 3 awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'm going to go with Wyatt Jacobs tonight, 25 points. I thought early on he was great, hit a bunch of shots. I mean, DH really got off to a good start here tonight, shooting the basketball. Wyatt was a big part of that, and he was just so tough on the inside, too, just getting those rebounds, those second and third chance opportunities. So we will give Wyatt Jacobs our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you, of course, by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to go with Alec Fogarty here tonight, 16 points for the Sydney Warriors. I thought he was great on defense as well, guarding some of those guards on the outside, just always giving his all on the interior as well. So we'll give Alec Fogarty our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going to go with Chris Gross tonight for the DH Eagles. 11 points. He hit those 3 threes in the first half. But he did a little bit of everything, brought the ball up the floor, good defense, steals, assists. I mean, he was their guy tonight. I thought it all revolved around Chris Gross of DH. So we will give him our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He is our in-game producer down in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll have our schedule soon for next week, and we'll be able to see what games we're going to have a chance to do. Just trying to take it week by week right now. Seeing what games get canceled, what games are still on. It's a real daily struggle right now just to see what exact games are going to be on and which games will be canceled. So I'll be working on that the rest of this weekend. And again, our final score here tonight, DePauzit Hancock defeats Sydney Boys 65-38. A big thank you to Jim. I'm Nate Lull. Have a good night. Stay warm out there, folks, from all of us here at WCDO Sports.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this moment?